This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out their retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigars, gear, and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
By the way, the Heat trounced the Knicks yesterday, 110-96. Miami is 31-17. Hey, Knicks fans, hey, at least they made the playoffs last year. You can live off of that. I mean, is there anything more annoying than the cocky Knicks fan that hasn't accomplished anything in life? Period. Right? The Knicks win a couple of games. They sneak into the playoffs last year. And you were probably listening to your Knicks friends in the offseason going, oh, yeah, we're going to challenge for the Eastern Conference. 23-26. They're on the outside looking in right now. And even if they get in and they sneak in, they're not doing anything whatsoever. But I will say this, it'll be fun because Miami is a top seed and they'll be able to kick the Knicks' ass and just bounce them out. Hey, wasn't Julius Randle better than Chris Bosh? I thought, you know, who was that said that in New York last year? Who said that? Who said that guy was going to be, that guy's better? I mean, that's just like, talk about prisoners of the moment, my man. I don't know who said it, but damn, that was bad. Duncan, by the way, it looks like Duncan might be getting out of that funk. 7 of 11 yesterday. He's on a little streak here. He's not out of it yet, but it seems like maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And if Duncan is on, that is good. Tyler was on yesterday.
Brandon Tierney
said that? I know Brandon. I should get him on. I think he'll regret that one. Oh, wait. No? Wait,
hold on a minute. Okay. Oh, it says, legit question. At his absolute apex, was Chris Bosh ever better than peak Julius Randle? The answer is no.
Oh, God. Chris Bosh by himself was getting the Toronto Raptors at least in the playoffs. By himself.
Were there any Randle jerseys other than the one Randle wore himself in the stadium? Because Ira was right. When you look at what they're still wearing, you know, all the older Knicks. It's one of the newer
players. Well, because there's nothing. I mean, I was watching that game yesterday, and I was going, it's been over 20 years that this has been a rivalry. You know that, right? It's over. We have to go to the 90s. Right, when Pat was here. When the Knicks actually had what was left over from Pat. Because that's how they made it. They made with what Pat left over is what the Knicks had. I'm watching that game yesterday. It has not been a rivalry with the Knicks for over 23 years. You know, because rivalries mean that both sides win. You understand? And that hasn't been the case with Miami and the Knicks. They have mutilized them.